to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM shortwave talk radio.
The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network here in beautiful, almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. At any rate, today's date is the 21st day of March 2006. And we've got Paul Craig Roberts coming on here, second hour. I want to cover a lot of news and information in the first hour, and which we will do. And one of the things I'm looking at here, people are starting to wake up as to what's going on with this country. And what brought this to a head, as if this wasn't soon enough, was the ports that they tried to sell off to the United Arab Emirates. Well, and we discovered that, well, hold on, the major share of that was already owned by the British, so it wasn't really ours anymore to begin with. But the interesting thing about this is that people are starting to catch on that America is being sold right out from under them. Now, this is not, you would think something of this import would be talked about on the national news. It would have to leak in one way or another. They would have to talk about it in some subject-related matter, somehow, somewhere, some way. But no, not the case. And it's really disgusting, folks, and it's worse than a lot of people believe that it is. So we'll talk a little bit about that also. The oil burst deal here in Iran, well, it looks like things are temporarily on hold. Why? Well, they put their political finger in the wind. And what came back at him was wind speed stronger than Katrina. Now, the question is, and here, you know, I was talking to an individual earlier today, and they were worried about George W. Bush. And I said, well, I says, he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, is he? And I said, but doesn't that show you how desperate it is if they've got to get a front dummy like George W. Bush? Does that show you how desperate they really are? Does that demonstrate how much of a puppet government that we have and who are the controlling interest? You know, if George Bush is the best, then we really are in trouble. Or more importantly, the New World Order is. And Al Gore recently saying that, and people have been grilling him, they want him to run again for president. And for some reason, Al doesn't want to run for the presidency. Now, you could come up with some reason why. Maybe Al doesn't want to jump in the middle of America's meltdown. Maybe he knows what's going to transpire. Maybe he has some foreknowledge. Maybe his window to be president before everything went to hell in the proverbial handbasket was the tenure that's been occupied by George Bush. The bad thing about that is we've got another 2 years of this guy. Is he a lame duck president? Well, politicals like to talk about lame duck presidencies, but this guy was limping when he walked in. And the problem is that we're going to be carried into the ER before he's done. And we're already in intensive care, folks. We're on the watch list. Get the crash carts. We'll be right back.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Out of the Orlando Sentinel, which Charlie Reese writes out of, but this is a story done by Martin, and I can't read his last name, Kurtzwanger. That's close enough. Washington, the furor over efforts by Arab company to buy U.S. port operations has focused attention on a little-noticed economic fact of life. America is increasingly being foreign-owned. Now, from the ritzy Essex House Hotel in Manhattan, owned by the Dubai Investment Group, to the nationwide chains of Caribou Coffee and Church's Chicken, owned by another company serving Arab investors, foreigners are buying bigger and bigger chunks of the country. The U.S. must borrow more than $2 billion per day from foreigners to finance its huge trade deficits. In 2005, for example, there was a record deficit of $805 billion in the current account, the broadest measure of trade. Foreigners sell their televisions, cars, and oil, and the Americans hold dollars in return. These dollars are invested in stocks, bonds, and other assets, including real estate and factories, and everything else in between, I might add. Foreigners already own half the U.S. government's publicly traded debt. As of January, some $2.19 trillion in the Treasury securities were in the hands of central banks, including China and Japan, and private investors abroad. Now, let me make a clarification on this. That is a figure that's way, way too low. Japan itself, I think, holds a couple of trillion dollars. I am more than sure that China owns more than that. You bring in the Arabs, you bring in the English, and we're talking a lot more than just a couple of trillion dollars. Now, at the end of 2004, the total foreign direct investment in this country, actually factories, office buildings, and other tangible goods, as opposed to stocks and bonds, came to about $1.5 trillion, 8.2% more than in 2003. So just look at it this way, folks. Forget the trillion-dollar figures, because this is not accurate. And why this economic reporter from AP would not really put the truth in this article, one could only guess. If I guess people panic too much. By the way, the people on Wall Street right now, they're knuckle-busting. They're past the stage of hand-wringing. They're into the knuckle-busting stage. Now, talking about the investments, the foreign investments, they're showing up in all 50 states. In Oakland, Maine, for instance, it's a customer service center for T-Mobile USA, Inc., which is a subsidiary of the German-based Deutsche Telekom in Glendale, California. It's the U.S. headquarters of Nestle and Swiss-based food and beverage company. Arab investment has gotten the most scrutiny of late because of the now withdrawn bid by the Dubai-based company to buy operations at six major U.S. ports. But statistics show that the Arab investments represent only a fraction of the total direct investment in the U.S. by foreigners. European nations accounted for $977 billion, or two-thirds of what they say the $1.5 trillion of foreign direct investment, according to figures compiled by the Commerce Department. When they're talking about direct investment, that is one thing. When we're talking about foreign-owned debt of ours, it's totally another. So they're two different animals here. Now, by contrast, the story goes on to say, Arab countries in the Middle East accounted for roughly $9.3 billion, led by a $4.7 billion investment from Saudi Arabia. The United Arab Emirates was second among the Middle East Arab countries with $1.8 billion in investments, according to the data. The DP World of Dubai said last week it intends to sell the U.S. operations to an American-owned company, but that has not stopped some members of Congress from seeking to overhaul the way such deals are reviewed by a secretive government panel. And see, here's the problem, folks. All these deals are made in the smoky back rooms in the District of Criminals, and the American people don't know who owns what. Now, throwing this in, you know, how many people out there have home mortgages? Well, you do a mortgage through a particular company, only be notified 6 months or a year later, well, your house or your contract has been sold. Well, who owns it now? It's some foreigner somewhere. Now, nothing changes. You still pay the original contract obligations, the monies. Nothing really changes. Except if you default on it, where does it go? That's right, it goes to the foreign investment group. Now, according to Dave Weiss, the chief economic guy for Standard & Poor's, he says, that strikes me as being scary. When you make yourself so dependent on inflows of capital from the rest of the world, the question is, what happens to the inflows? What happens when it slows down? Now, a bill by the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, GOP Representative Duncan Hunter of California, would bar foreign ownership of U.S. infrastructure deemed critical to the national security. Now, let me go back to what I've been telling people, and nobody else in the radio world, at least in the alternative media, has picked this up. Why? I don't know. But I would say it's important. I keep referring back to the 1992 executive order that was signed by, that's right, Daddy W. Bush. An executive order, after 60 days, becomes law. If nobody in the Congress critters stands up and yells foul, it becomes law. Now, how does that happen in America, folks? We have a legislature. The legislature is responsible for passing law. How can a president write an executive order, and then it becomes the law of the land, without Congress ever seeing, or, you know, really ever delving into it, reviewing it, debating it, talking about it in public anyhow, and then it just becomes law? Well, stroke of the pen, kind of neat, huh? Now, to those who say this is protectionism, I say America is worth protecting, according to Mr. Hunter. Opponents say his proposal would mean the fire sale of billions of dollars of assets now in foreign hands and end up hurting the U.S. economy. Consider that more than a decade, French tire maker Michelin has been the exclusive supplier of tires for NASA's space shuttle. DSM, a Dutch company, makes body armor for U.S. troops, while French-owned, I think this is Sorexo, provides meals for the troops at a number of the military installations. Now, I know what you're thinking out there. Isn't there any American company that could do that? Well, of course they could. Are they underbidding the contracts that American companies are putting forth? Who the heck knows? But you would think that the government, with its contracts, would first be awarded to American companies. Because, after all, it's our money to begin with. Are people making the products? You know the story. But evidently, not so. Now, nearly one in five U.S. oil refineries is owned by foreign companies. Foreign companies also have sizable presence in the running of power plants, chemical factories, and water treatment facilities in the United States. You know, it almost seems to be a joke here when they're talking about security. Oh, Homeland Security, you know, foreign terrorist, whatever. Well, how do they control that? How do they know what's being shipped in there? Who's climbing around in the refineries? Who's looking at what? Who's doing what? Folks, if terrorism was a serious threat to the United States, and these supposed terrorists were serious about hurting the infrastructure of the United States, we'd be in serious trouble already, because stuff would be being blown up right and left. Folks, this isn't about terrorism. It's about economic terrorism. You don't have to fire a shot here in the United States. You don't have to foreign invade it. You just simply buy it out from under us. They have ownership. They make more money. They become legitimate companies making deals. They're making profit. Well, what's the bottom line for every corporation out there in the world? A corporation is designed to do one thing, make money. So who gives a hoot who it is? Well, at least people in Washington, D.C. feel that way. And because they bullocked up the works here bad enough that they can't come out and admit that, look, America is in serious trouble here, and we screwed it up, but we don't know how to fix it. So we'll keep doing deals to try to keep the semblance of this ship afloat, upright, and give the illusion that, well, we're still on course. They don't have any other choice. They're so compromised to the point right now they dare not utter the truth. Not because of personal reprisals, not because they'll lose their seat in Congress or the Senate. That's not what they're worried about. They're worrying about the American people finding out what Congress has done to them over the years. That's what they're scared to death about. But guess what? Congress critters in Washington, D.C., people are finding out exactly what you have done to us. And we ain't happy campers. Now, this ship of state has not yet hit the reef. It's not yet taken on water. Well, yes, I'll correct myself. It is taking on water. Yes, it will founder. Yes, it will sink. Except, we have a savior here, taking in more foreign investment money. See, it doesn't matter. To a Hollywood stagehand that sets up the props and does all the stuff, does the lighting and all that stuff, to shoot the scene, you know, hey, folks, for the camera's eye, everything looks normal. You're done with your scene, you take everything down, you set up for the new scene. Is that stagehand? Does he care? No. Does he say, oh, don't tear apart that set, that was a wonderful thing that you did, oh my goodness. No. He just moves on to the next project, sets it up, he gets ready to tear it back down. The illusion must be kept up for the sake of the American people, because we don't want them getting a little owly and a little angry, and we don't want them to wake up one day to find out that the nightmare that they just had, they just woke up to a bigger nightmare, only it's a real one, and it goes on 24 hours a day. We don't want them to know that, at least not yet, because we're not done fixing the problem that we created in the first place. but you ain't going to like the way they fix it.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief.
My question is which one is the joker and which one's the thief? People don't understand how integrated the U.S. economy has become with the global economy, how dependent we are and have become on other nations, said Clyde Presowitz, president of the Economic Strategy Institute at it's a Washington think tank. Some analysts believe that such realities are getting lost as politicians try to respond to growing anxiety about the trade deficits, the loss of nearly 3 million manufacturing jobs since mid-2000, immigration problems, and the threat of more terrorist attacks. Well, this is not funny, and I'm not laughing because this is funny. I'm laughing because it is so glaringly evident to just about anybody that's got 2 brain cells that can communicate with each other. Yeah, we have some serious problems here. Now they're starting to address the immigration problem, and as we predicted before, guess where they're going with it? Oh, well, I guess we got to do a guest worker program. You know, the guy out there mowing your lawn or whatever, you know. No, we're not talking about people that are just doing yard work here. We're talking about illegals that have replaced entire sectors of this economy. We're not just talking about service jobs. I would defy anybody to come down here to Texas and find anybody that's not illegal working on houses, building them, roofing them, painting them, doing whatever. These used to be good-paying jobs that Americans held. And they got a decent wage because, well, folks, we had a decent economy. We had a decent way of life in which to support. But not anymore. Not when the people that own these companies look at this and go, well, you know what? I can fatten my bottom line if my labor costs are reduced. Well, yeah, I guess so. And I guess you could even do better if you had chain gangs out there with guns pointed at their heads. But the guns that are being pointed at our heads ain't them, it's us. We have, according to this, we have to be very careful that we don't overreact in the legislative process and enact economic policy masquerading as national security policy, according to Todd Malum, head of the Organization for International Investment. The Washington Group represents foreign companies that do business in the United States. To the puzzlement of some economists out there, the current debate centers on direct foreign investment, the most stable type of investment. Yet the far larger share of the foreign investment is the Treasury securities, corporate bonds, and stocks. If foreigners suddenly decided to reduce their holdings of these assets, the dollar could plunge in value. And again, you know, we're dealing with terms here. Plunge in value? It's only worth 4 cents of its original 100 cents. How much further can it plunge? David Weiss, the chief economist of Standard & Poor's in New York, cited the 51% share of foreign ownership of the federal government debt, and that share is rising. Which, as I said earlier, that strikes me as crazy, Weiss said. When you make yourself so dependent on inflows of capital from the rest of the world, the question is, what happens if the inflows slow down? The amount of federal debt that must be financed each year is climbing because of the budget deficits. On Thursday, Congress acted to raise the debt ceiling, the amount the government can borrow, by $781 billion to nearly $9 trillion. And again, folks, I'm telling you, if I'm a foreign investor and I look at the United States and I go, okay, let me see the balance sheet. If I saw that the United States government was $9 trillion in debt, I wouldn't bat an eyeball. I would not break a sweat. To me, it still looks like fertile investment ground. Wouldn't bother me in the least. $9 trillion? The government takes in almost $2 trillion a year. So let me see, a little fiscal responsibility in the District of Criminals here. Hey, I guess we can, you know, if we do tight budgetary stuff and, you know, hold the line on that, I guess we might be okay. $9 trillion, what's that breakdown to? $30,000, $35,000 each man, woman, and child in the United States. $35,000, but that doesn't seem like too much, does it? Well, when you start multiplying that by 300 million, yeah, I guess it kind of adds up, but $9 trillion deficit to an investor in the United States, look at all the wealth we have here. $9 trillion bucks, I think we can slough our way through it. The problem is, it's not $9 trillion, folks. It's over, and I've been talking to people recently. You know, I've cited the often quoted $51 trillion in debt by the Office of Management and Budget, but that was a while ago, and that wasn't all the figures. Some people are telling me right now that it could be as high as $85 trillion. Oh, boy. Now do you understand why people might want to not deal in the United States dollars anymore, not honor the Bretton Woods agreements on oil? They're looking at us as a house of cards that's ready to fall. But here's an opportunity. See, every dark cloud has its silver lining. What can we do now? Well, we can run companies better than they can. You know, they've got a labor market out there. They've got a consumer base out there. We'll just buy the company and go in there in the United States and set up shop. Why not? We can still make some money out of the deal. And for the life of me, I don't know what these countries that are holding the hard debt, these foreign countries, I don't know why they haven't come knocking on Uncle Sam's door and said, you know what, we want to turn this in. We want paid off. If that happened, folks, the economy would shut down over, literally, overnight. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening. listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we are back. And I have on the line with me, well, ironically, I didn't know you were going to be here today, Mr. Bennett, and I did.
Well, you tried to call me 3 minutes before airtime. I was on with a client in New York.
Yes, but the point is I wasn't able to get a hold of you, and it's a surprise that you made it to the show today.
Why, of course. I knew who the call was coming from, and as soon as I got free, I called right back in. They said, John wants you on the show. I said, hey, give me more than 3 minutes. I'll see you at the bottom of the hour.
It's the just-in-time theory, Jeff.
That's it. Hey, I'll tell you what. This has been an interesting day, and I have not been able to hear more than about the last 10, 15 minutes of the program. The thing that's been discussed for a number of months, the silver ETF was approved by the Securities Exchange Commission today.
Okay, bring me up to speed. What
is
the silver ETF?
It's another way of people to be able to buy silver on paper on Wall Street. There's been gold ETFs for a number of years, and I got to be honest, right this instant, I'm rattling my brain trying to think what ETF stands for. But in effect, what this did is it forced silver to a new 22-year high today, after they approve what we call rule changes for a silver exchange-traded fund. Now, here's what's interesting. It was expected that we would start to see some major movement in silver very shortly. We're going to find this listed under the American Stock Exchange, John, under the symbol of SLV, which means silver leveraged something or other. But what becomes interesting is it's going to require that they have 130 million ounces of silver to back this fund. Now, where are they going to get 130 million? They claim that the New York Exchange only has about 100 million ounces of silver on hand right now, but that's got to be there to meet other obligations. So they may still have to go out and buy 130 million ounces, or in fact, there's rumor that Warren Buffett may in fact have leveraged or loaned some of his 129.7 million ounces of silver. What? Warren Buffett, ladies and gentlemen, owns 129.7 million ounces of silver. They won't allow him to buy more because they said, well, if you want to buy more, it's okay, but you're going to lose your insurance licenses. So once again, the government is attempting to control who buys large quantities of silver the same way they did the Hunt brothers back in the 70s and 80s.
That's what just came to mind when you were talking
exactly.
about that.
Exactly, because that's when the rules changed that prevented them from taking delivery of more than X number of ounces. So they're still trying to hold. But think about this. Silver closed today at about $10.51 an ounce. And you do the math. Warren Buffett physically owns 129.7 million ounces. If the guy has no other money in the world, he's sitting pretty for the rest of many Americans' lives. He could pay that $35,000 per many, many citizens to settle our debt. Wouldn't you think so?
I would think. But,
yes.
You know, the indicators out there to the American public that don't know who's zooming whom here, you know, you look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and it's almost to the highs it was prior to 1999, Y2K.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was sweating, well, geez, will the Dow ever reach 11,000 again? I'm looking at the Dow right now. It's closed out today, 11,235.
And it amazes me, John. I was on Frank Whalen's program, Frankly Speaking, this morning. Robbie and I are actually setting up for 2 hours tomorrow. Part of this silver fund is going to be discussed, among other things. But what has become so interesting about all of this is that, and I just blanked. I just totally lost my train of thought. You ever do that?
Never.
Yeah, of course. It's called a brain. Never mind.
That's a brain fart. My cheese is sliding off my cracker on a regular basis. Don't feel alone, my friend.
Oh, my goodness. See, no, never mind. This is quite interesting because we talk about the Dow being at this 11.2, 11.5. You know, who cares what the figure is? One of the things we discussed this morning is the many, many Americans that are trying to take millions, if not billions of dollars out of the stock market right now, and their brokerage firms are making it as difficult as is possible. As you well know, we've got a very large transaction that was contracted through Republic Trading Group, and the lady has yet to receive her funds because her broker keeps screwing her around.
Yeah.
The funds were on the way to her 3.5 weeks ago, and yet she hasn't gotten it yet, and they keep coming up with one song or dance. It's March, folks. You know, in another 8 or 9 days, they get big fat bonuses based on how much money that they are physically holding of ours. And so all of these things are a concern. Now this silver ETF comes along. Silver actually made this morning when I was on Frank's show, silver was at 1028. Right now it's at 1051. Now, to some of you folks, you're saying, oh, that's only a few cents. In the scheme of things, that is a lot. And you know what? It's just the beginning. Now that this ETF is opening up and there's going to be major interest in this market, are we going to start seeing silver jump to 15 or 18 or $20 an ounce?
Is that a rhetorical question? Does
yeah,
it require my answer?
Of course it is. Of course it's a rhetorical question. And I think the fact of the matter is that what I've been talking about at the $30, $40, $50 level, ultimately, you know, consider this ETF nothing but a what's the proper word on Wall Street when they introduce a brand new stock? Initial public offering.
Right.
Consider the ETF an IPO. What happens with an IPO within the first couple of weeks? It goes absolutely bonkers. It goes to the ceiling and goes to the moon. now sometimes they're settling off. Look what happened to Google last year when they introduced it. I think it was Google at $84 a share, and it quickly went to 400 and some. And can the same thing happen with the silver ETF? Certainly could. And what do you think that's going to do to the value of silver? So, folks, what are you waiting for? Well, I had a gentleman who's now crying. He did not buy his bag of silver yesterday because it went up over $200 today. One day, a bag of junk silver went up over $200.
But, Jeff, the one thing people are missing here is the old axiom is you buy low and you sell high. Most of the people that are making purchases through Republic Trading Group have no intention of just coming in, buying, wait till it goes up a little bit, and selling it off. They're not using it as...
Absolutely not.
Yeah, they're not using it as a mechanism for turning a profit. They're doing it for their survivability because this sleigh ride to hell, and the snow is melting fast, folks, is not over, not by a long shot. We're you know, and people, high rollers out there. I mean, yeah, you got the money, go out and buy an ounce of platinum at almost 1,040. You know.
Well, that's what spot is. Unfortunately, to buy an ounce of platinum right now, because I just happen to have the figures somewhat in front of me, it'll actually cost you about $1,140 to buy an ounce of platinum. What spot is, and what the one of the very few forms of platinum we can buy, other than jewelry, would be like a platinum eagle. They're currently running about $1,126, $1,127 each. So I mean, that's you know, in the scheme of things, that's actually a pretty steep premium over spot compared to what gold eagles and stuff like that go for. You know that I'm really far more of a silver bug. Even our guy at the importer said, I didn't realize you were that much of a silver bug. No, our people are buying for long term. They're looking for wealth preservation. But my goodness, John, there's absolutely nothing wrong with some gains as we go along. And I want to share a couple things. First and foremost, for those of you who have internet access, I want you to write down an email address. You are going to want it tonight because I expect to be busy much later tonight than usual. The email or the email address is rbngold@rbnlive.com. You're going to want that email address, and I'll tell you why. I've put a package together, John, that you and I actually offered on the air last October. And what has shocked me on this, and it is a mixture of gold and silver, what shocked me on it is since you and I made that initial offering last October, this very package, even though nobody's out there with the word investment in mind, they're certainly not doing this to make money, but you know what? It's up 24%. Robbie Noel and I talked a couple hours ago, and we started realizing, do you realize that since the day Republic Trading went into business, not a single client of ours has lost money? Not a single client. Almost every one of them is in the black at this point in time if they had to sell out, if they were forced to sell out. So why not repeat this offer, which was an absolute sellout back then? And here's what it is. It's all bullion. Some of it's silver, some of it's gold. 25, that's a half a roll of 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagles. That's becoming a very tough product to get a hold of in any quantity. If you go to Kitco right now, Kitco.com, folks, take a look and see what they're charging for 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagles. It's like $74, $75 each. And you got to buy them in quantity. Well, we're putting a half roll package together. You're going to pay us $69.28 each. We're not one of the big boys. And we're able to offer our listeners and our clients far better pricing than Kitco can even do.
Well, and there's a good reason for that, Jeff, because, and I'll state this plainly so nobody has any illusions about what I'm saying. We are not whores. We are not people. The reason I did this, Jeff, the reason why I've done this network, the reason why I started Republic Trading Group, I'm out there to help people. Well, of course, yeah, we get a little profit off the gold and silver sales, which goes right into the operation of this network.
Keeps the network doors open.
Bingo.
What a
deal, huh?
Kind of a novel concept, isn't it?
I would say. So, you know, we're not out there, you know, sticking you for 20, 30, 40, 45% on gold and silver. No, we are becoming known in the gold and silver circles. There's a lot of them out there that hate us because when we tell people we charge 10% or less, we really mean it.
Well, they're all, they're, every one of us trying to get us to raise our markup. They're trying to be our friends and tell us, well, you guys can make more profit if you raise your prices.
You notice that, huh?
In other words, they won't be able to be as competitive anymore is what they're trying
to do.
They're not gonna
have the opportunity to buy as many boats and play toys and whatever else, but they've been making themselves rich off of people. And folks, understand this. I am not saying that to be in business, to make a profit, is a bad thing. What I really detest are people going in, making a profit off of somebody that they could do much better someplace else and do it for the right reasons.
That's right. Absolutely.
I don't see any of these other companies sponsoring programs or putting networks together so people get information, they get the truth for once in their lives. I don't see any of them doing it. They're taking all their profits, sticking it in their pocket, and then going and buying their million-dollar mansions.
That's right.
So, folks, here it is. Give them that deal again, Jeff.
Here's the whole package. A half roll, 25 1/10-ounce gold American Eagles. And unfortunately, these have to be shipped at minimum half roll increments. We can't do less than that. They're running $69.28 per coin. That gives you a total for the half a roll of $1,732. But also included in the package, and I think this is a very important one, includes three rolls of pure, freshly minted 1-ounce silver rounds. Each one an absolutely exquisite example of a 1-ounce silver piece, and a lot of our clients have got them. They know what they are. They've got a beautiful eagle on the back, which is a depiction of the exact eagle that was on the back of our Seated Liberty coinage back in the 1850s. The front of it's got a cracked Liberty bell. Ooh, gee, that's got real connotations today. And so they're getting 60 of those. Each one is marked 1 ounce. 9995 troy ounce silver. And so the 25 gold pieces, the three rolls of silver, including the shipping, $2,469. Now, there are several ways you can lock in that purchase today. I'm not going to guarantee it tomorrow morning because I don't know what silver is going to do come tomorrow morning with the ETF word out this late in the day. You've got one or two ways to contact us. You can call us at 1-800-691-7898. You can leave a message for a call back, and I'll be glad to do that. I'll return calls till 8, 9, 10 o'clock tonight, Mountain Time, which for some of you is midnight tonight, if that's what you want me to do to get a hold of you. But that's why I gave you that email address. If you want to lock in that purchase price, and you want me to reserve one package, two packages, 10 packages for you, send me an email at rbngold@rbnlive.com. I need your name, your address. Yes, we need a phone number. And I'm still going to wind up contacting you. And then what I will do is email you a confirmation number along with the bank wire instructions of how you get your payment down to us.
You know, isn't it strange, Jeff, while you're explaining to the people how to get these packages, that we've got to do this. I mean, it's on a moment-to-moment basis. It isn't because we are trying to lock that in. Because, well, then we'd have to adjust the price because tomorrow it's going to be lower. No, the reason why we've got to lock it in because we perceive that that's going to be higher tomorrow, the day after that.
I'm finding this most definitely in silver. I think gold is going to move along with the silver. That's going to kind of be osmosis. Silver is going to be the king for the momentary basis. It could be for a couple of days. It could be for several months. This is when silver may finally kick into high gear. I'm not going to guarantee that, and anybody who does is an idiot.
Yeah.
But all the signs are there saying, wait a minute, they need $130 million on deposit to back this thing up. They've got $100 million, but that $100 million ostensibly is geared for something completely different. I don't know how they can dip into that 100 million ounces. This is a whole new ball game for silver. I think gold is going to ride the herd. But we need to do this for several reasons. Every time we lock an order in, I have to instantly get on the phone with our brokerage firm and lock those prices in right then and there. The reason for the bank wire, and ladies and gentlemen, you're going to find this more and more often, as relates to straight bullion purchases, we are going to have to begin settling those purchases within 72 business hours of our order. And that's why when you're ordering bullion, you're going to have to start getting your funds in. Bank wire is the most expeditious way to do it.
Right. We're now working through Washington Mutual. And Washington Mutual's got a real good setup. We're not getting killed with bank wire fees or anything else. So you're right. It's the most.
All of which we've been absorbing. We We've not been passing those bank wire fees on to our clients. We've been trying to make this thing go and get this thing off the ground, moving in the right direction. All things are coming together.
Yeah,
this is a great package for those of you who've been looking for small, little barterable, tradable gold pieces. For those of you who still want to add some more silver, look, if you call, if you send me an email and say, look, I'll take the package, but can you get me 10 extra rolls of silver? Yes, we'll make it worth your while. Let's get you that stuff, and let's get it now. Grab it now while the getting's good. It's the old adage John said, buy low, sell high, or buy low and hang on to it.
Well, and I have been criticized by other folks in the past by telling people that, you know what, they're still pushing. How many times you see the Ditech commercials? You know, remortgage with Ditech.
Oh,
Ditech, I've lost another sale. You know, that kind of deal. They're still doing this, but people are still doing this, and they're taking out home equity loans to pay down their credit cards or whatever else. I have been criticized in the past before by saying that, look, folks, this time around, yeah, do a second mortgage on your house, do an equity loan, only turn around and buy precious metals. When the time comes, give that old house back to your bank. You'll be able to go out because it's going to be a buyer's market when this
thing falls apart.
That's
it. No two ways about it.
And I've been criticized for saying that. I want to speak another minute on that. Jeff, you'd hang around through the break here.
I can do that.
All right, hang on. We'll be right back.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
By now the fighting will
folks, it's unsettled. A lot of people are fearful, but I'll tell you what takes the edge off that fear. having that lifeboat. Titanic's going down? I wouldn't have cared. I would have been in my lifeboat paddling away. So,
yeah, there was plenty of room.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Hey, look. You know, there's not a whole lot that we can do about current situation, but there is a lot that we can do to gird ourselves and protect ourselves. And a lot of people, J. Michael Stevens Group, thank you, listeners out there. A lot of you people have been looking at storable foods, and a lot of people have been buying from the J. Michael Stevens Group, and we appreciate that. This is going to be survival mechanism for you. But on the financial side of this, Jeff, you know, when I mentioned that people should take out equity loans and buy precious metals right now, I was derided for that. Well, did you hear what that guy said? Oh, my goodness. He's actually telling people to take money, equity out of their houses and buy stuff with it. He's a charlatan. But let me tell you something, folks. A lot of people are starting to do exactly that. People are looking at their individual retirement accounts, figuring that's not going to stick around too much longer. They're rolling those over into gold and silver. We can do all of those things for the listeners to this network. Whether it be a small investment or a larger one, it doesn't matter. It's going to pay off in spades. By the way, Jeff,
yes.
I just had to mention this to you. One of your favorite things is to watch these stupid gold and silver programs, you know, the high roller.
Late night TV, that's lots of fun.
Oh, I'm telling you what. You know what they offered the other day? I about fell off my chair. I about died. They came out and offered a one-ounce silver round for $399.
Oh, well, which version was that? What was so special about it?
Well, it was, what was it? It was a coin. I looked it up. I forgot exactly what it was, but we could have got that same coin and sold it for $111. They were offering a quarter ounce, $5 gold pieces, for $444.
Yeah, it's amazing. I was up late last night. What they're watching it. They're offering an MS-68 20-year anniversary set of certified silver eagles for only $2,995 or something off the wall like that. Excuse me, folks. There's about 300. That thing is worth about $275 for the whole 20-piece set. I don't care about the 20-year. If you're a collector and you've got that kind of foolish money to spend, you're dealing with the wrong folks. Get a hold of us. We'll make it worth your while.
And I'll tell you what. My point was that if you get in the late hours of the night when things are dark and you're really fearful, just call us up and leave us a message at 800-691-7898.
You're after me today, aren't you? Because I'm the one that gets those calls, man.
Well, I'm telling you, the time now is to move. You know that, and I know it.
Well, listen, once again, if you're interested in this package offering today, one of two ways you can call us. I'll be off the phone here in a few minutes with John. 1-800-691-7898. Also, feel free to contact me by email and at rbngold@rbnlive.com. Let me know how many of these packages you're interested in. Give me your name, your address, a phone number. I will send you back a confirmation invoice via email. We don't even have to take up your precious time on the phone, because I'm going to have to be getting orders into this guy within the next hour and a half. I'm going to have a large load.
Toot sweet, I guarantee. By the way, I'll see you this weekend. I already informed Mr. Robbie Noel.
We're on the phone 2-3 times a day. Just got an email from him. He says this thing about the silver ETF is all over the Internet.
Yep.
This is going to be explosive. If you're interested in acquiring silver, do it tonight. Do not wait until tomorrow morning. You will regret you have done so.
All right. I'll see both of you guys this weekend.
Take care, bud.
All right. 800-691-7898 is the number for Republic Trading Group, folks. Help yourself. That's what we're offering, is a way out of this mess, at least individually. We're working on the other part of it, which is a lot bigger deal. It's taking us some more time. We'll be back on the other side with my guest today, Paul Craig Roberts. Stay tuned.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.